USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Speaking out in Nevada in the White House to celebrate the Jewish New Year Friday, President Biden took a moment to extend his thoughts with the state of Florida, still reeling from the devastation of Hurricane Ian earlier this week. Biden highlighting the ongoing efforts with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, FEMA coordinator Deanne Criswell, and local officials working to bring relief to those affected areas. And it's a strange case of espionage.
The Army's first transgender officer and his wife, a Maryland doctor, were indicted on conspiracy charges Wednesday for allegedly attempting to transfer confidential military medical information to Russia. The Department of Justice announced an 8-count indictment was unsealed Thursday against Major Jamie Lee Henry and anesthesiologist Anna Gabrielian. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Biden administration announced a new round of sanctions on Russia for President Vladimir Putin's illegal annexation of 4 Ukrainian territories. The sanctions target government officials and family members, Russian, Belarusian military officials, and defense procurement networks. The United States also said it was sending a clear warning that there will be costs for any individual entity or country that provides political or economic support to Russia. 3 U.S. agencies, the Treasury, Commerce, and State Departments, are imposing swift and severe costs on Russia. A House Democrat has blasted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for failure of House leadership by refusing to call up legislation to impose tougher stock trading restrictions on members of Congress. Representative Abigail Spanberger, Democrat of Virginia, said she has been working with members since 2020 to call up a bill that would strengthen the provisions of the Stock Act, a 2012 law that prohibits lawmakers from using inside information to profit from stock trading. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
President Biden issued a strong statement Friday condemning Russia's attempt at illegally annexing Ukrainian territory. The United States condemns Russia's fraudulent attempt today to annex sovereign Ukrainian territory, Biden said. Russia is violating international law, trampling on the United Nations Charter, and is showing its contempt for peaceful nations everywhere, he said, adding that the U.S. will continue to honor Ukraine's internationally recognized borders. Make no mistake, these actions have no legitimacy, he said. Secretary of State Antony Blinken repeating the U.S.'s rejection of Russia's moves to claim territory in the Ukraine, asked about Ukraine's bid for NATO membership, had this to say.
We strongly support bringing into NATO countries that seek to join and that can add to NATO's capabilities. There's a process for doing that, and countries will continue to follow that process.
And there was a scary moment in the Miami Dolphins-Cincinnati Bengals game on Thursday night as Miami quarterback Tua Tagovailoa was stretchered off the field and taken to the hospital with head and neck injuries. Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel on the handling of his injury after Thursday night's ball game.
Once I got out to the field, I knew right away that this was at least a concussion.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.